Back to day six, and we're in Chumash and Rashi, especially in preparation for Yom Kippur and Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which is so much part of our Seder Avoda in the Machzer. We don't have that Marakohen today. We don't have that incredible experience of the Kapara of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim of the Kohen Gadol. But we have what's called Neshama Parim Tzvaseinu, and that Inyan comes to full expression on Yom Kippur Musaf when we read the Seder Avoda. The Seder Avoda that we see in Machzorim today come in two forms. One is the Amitz Koach, which is said by those who mispal Ashkenaz, mostly use Amitz Koach. The other one is Atakonanta, which is a lot easier to read. We're not going, a different year, I went through the whole Amitz Koach, I think maybe over 10 years ago. It's probably up on Yad Torah, literally an hour and a half going through word by word, line by line. Obviously, that's kedai, those who want to go through it, because the words are not so easy to understand. There's a certain poetic language that's used and words that we're not familiar with. So that could come after. Today, what I'd like to do is focus on the psukim in our Kriyas HaTorah, Vachrimos, and see how what we have in the Mishnayos and Yuma and the Sugyas and the Gemara and ultimately into the Piyut, how it all comes back to the psukim. So we're going to try to learn Chumash and Rashi, and then here and there we'll bring in from the Rambam, bring in from the Mishnayos and the Gemara. A lot of this hopefully will be familiar to whatever extent, but every year for Yom Kippur it's part of our Hachana. Besides the Hachana of Teshuva, there's a Hachana in terms of being able to connect. The Rav used to spend a lot of time delving into Seder Avoda. He gave me a Shirim on it. There's a whole kuntris called Shiri Agrid, Avodas Yom HaKippurim, just on the Rav's Torah on this, and you can find it also in other places, in Harei Kedem, a few pieces. But this is an entire Sefer, Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The Rav used to describe how Rav Chaim was so entranced when he would say the Seder Avoda, he was propelled to a different zone. It's almost like he felt himself like he was in the Beis HaMikdash, feeling everything that he was describing. Halvai, we should have even a small taste of that. But that's really what I had, a little bit of it, I have to say, at a personal level. I had the chance twice in my life to daven in the Tiva Aryeh in Eretz Yisrael. How many of you had that experience? A few of you. And Rabbi Yaakov Katz was the Baal Musaf. And it was something I cannot even put into words, a description of what it felt like being so close to Mamish, where it was happening. He was a Kohen. There was something that was just magical about the feeling, the experience. But wherever we are, we should try. The more that there's Hachana, the more that we can relate to it as we're saying it. So it all starts with Pashut Pshat, reading the Psukim, and understanding what's being said. By way of introduction, maybe I'll start with maybe from the Rambam and the Chinuch as a bird's eye view of how many korbanos were brought, and then we'll figure out how it goes in terms of the various tvilos and when things were said, and look sukkim together with the Rashi. The Rambam begins Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which is in the Sefer of Avoda of the Yad HaChazaka. Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Rishon, as follows. This I'm just reading you from the Rambam. The Yom Hatzom. Interesting how he describes it. B'yom hatzom, makrivin, tamid b'shachar, b'tamid ben harbayim, k'seder kol yom b'yom. So the basics, of course, is that you have the shnei tamidim. U'makrivin musaf hayom, this is from Parshas Pinchas, par v'ayel b'shiva kvasim, kuan olos. The par v'ayel and seven kvasim mentioned Pinchas are all olos. V'sorechatas, there's a Sarlachatas Nasa Bachutz, Vahu Nachala Erev. So we are so far at how many? 2 and 8, right? Because Par, Ayo, Shivakvasim, and the Sarlachatas. So that's the Musafim. The old Makrivin, Yeser al Musaf Zeh, besides from what we just described, the Musaf, which is supplementing the Tamid, the Musaf is always additional to the Tamid. So Ram puts that together. The Tamid, the Shnei Tamidim, and the Musafin. Yeser Musaf Zeh, Par Ben Bakar Lechatos, Vehu Nisraf. This is the Par Kohen Gadol. This is going to go Lefnai V'Lefnim, as we'll see soon. The Ayu La'ola, That's also from the Kohen Gadol himself. We'll see the Pesukim soon inside. Ushneya Mishal Kohen Gadol. So now, in addition to what we just said, the 10 that we started with, the Shnei Temidim and the Par, the Ayil, and Seven Kfasim Olos, and the Sor Anasa Bachutz, which is part of the Musafin, now we have the Par Rechatas and Ayil Ola of the Kohen Gadol. Ushneya Mishal Kohen Gadol. The Ayil Haba Mishal Tzibur Ha'amar B'Pashas Achrimos. Hu ha'ayil ha'amr b'chumash ha'pikudim b'chal ha'musaf v'hu ha'nikra el ha'am. When it looking, we'll see the Pesukim in a minute, in Parshas Achrimos, it's going to be mentioning that you have to bring from the people an ayil la'ola. The Rambam follows the Shita of Rebbe, that the ayil la'ola of Achrimos is the same ayil which is one of the musafin. We said the musafin is a par, an ayil seven kvasim, the sar l'chatas. So the ayil of Parshas Pinchas is the ayil mentioned here. We discussed yesterday with the Gra why the Torah didn't, right, Torah took only one of them. So where are we holding now, just in terms of the count? We had the 10, we had the Par, and the Ayil of the Kohen Gadol, that's 12. Now we have the Ayil of the Tzibur is the same one, right?
Still 12.
The Od Mevi'in Mishal Tzibur. No, where are we holding now? 12 or 13?
12. Yeah, it's the same. Most of the carbon is the same one, so it's still 12.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay, let's go again. Two Tmidim. And then we said that the Musafin makes 8. It's 10. Now we had the Par and the Ayil of the Kohen Gadol. Okay, that's 12. Okay. The Old Mevi'in Mishal Tzibur. Shnei Seire Izim, Echad Kariv Chatas, Vuhu Nisvaf, that's the Soyer Lashem, that's Lufnai Vilufnim, Vashen Yisar HaMishtaleach. Nimtzu Ka Behemos Akrivim Biyom Ze, Chamisha Asa. The Ram gives us the count. Shnei Tmidim, 2, Upar, Ushnei Elim, that's right, Vishiva Kvasim, Two Tmidim, Parashne Elim is 5, Shiva Kvasim gives you 12, Kulan Olos, Ushnei Seirim Chatas, Echad Nase Bachutz V'necha Le'erev, V'asheni Nase Bifnim V'nisvath, Upar Kohen Gadol L'chatas V'hu Nisvath. That's 15. So did we, who's Cheshbin? What happened?
Yeah.
Where did we go wrong?
He only counted 14, though. I mean, I think
that at
the beginning, we said it was 10, but it was really
11. Okay, one second. Tamid Shoshacha, Tamid Shabbein Rabbaim is 2. The Musaf, Par, Ayil,
9.
7 Kvasim, and Asar Nasabachut.
It's really 11, yeah. Not 10.
Par, Ayil, 2, 7 Kvasim is 9.
Asar
Nasabachut is 10.
What about the Tamidim?
So that, right, so add that to the Tamidim is 12. Now we have the Par Kohen Gadol is 13, right? So we're 13, right? No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
he's counting the Tzav Mishtaleach. Yeah. He's counting the Tzav Mishtaleach.
It's 2.
No. Yeah. Nimsa ko behemos krim yekrim ezeh hamisha asa. Shnei tmidim. Upar Ushnei Elim. Shnei Elim means the Ayil Ha'am and the Ayil of the Kohen Gadol. V'shiva Kvasim Kuhn Olos. Ushnei Seirim Chatas. Echad Nasa Bachutz V'necha Le'erev V'ashe Nasa Bifnim V'nisraf. Upar Kohen Gadol Chatas V'hu Nisraf. No? That's 15? So where we go wrong? Because it's the power of the Musaf and the power of the Kohen Gadol. Maybe that's the power we didn't. I have to rewind here. Okay, again. Shnei Tamidim, Par, Shnei Elim, Shiva Kvasim, 2, 3, 10, Kuhn Olos, that's 10, 2 Tamidim is 12, Shnei Seirim Chatas, Echad Nasa Vachutz Nechal Er, Vashay Nasa Lefnim, Nisraf, Upar Kohen Gadol Chatas, Lohu Nisraf. So it's 15 without the Sam Mishtaleach. What?
Didn't the Rambam say in the beginning that there's only one aisle of the Musaf?
Yes. There's an eye. There's an eye of the Kohen Gadol also.
Oh, so cool.
There's an eye of the Kohen Gadol. What?
Which par is in the tent? That
there's a par of the Musaf and there's a par of the Kohen Gadol.
Okay. Which par is the one the Musaf? That's not. Is that my
that's
name?
There's a par and ayil and seven kfasim and a sar lachatas in the Musaf. The ayil of that is the same as the ayil ha'am.
Right.
We're going to see now in the Tzukim. So is that's 15 with that sar mishtaleach. Am I right? Am I correct? It's not. We're not counting sar mishtaleach. It's not. It's a whole shaila and lumdus. In certain respects, do we could do this as a carbon or not? Exactly. In Machshavah too, it's a whole question. I think that Rabbi Rosenzweig's son, Rabbi Itamar Rosenzweig, wrote a long article in one of the publications, maybe Yitzchak, maybe, about the status of the Sar Mishtaleach as a carbon or not. It's a huge sugya.
Is that why the Rambam repeats it again, to say, that there's 15 carbonos?
Like right, Hakraven, right. He doesn't count Sar Mishtaleach, yeah. See, in the Lashon of the Chinuch, it's mefurish that way. In the Lashon of Chinuch, Nimtzu ko behemos ha-kraven b'yom ha-tzon, nilevad sar mishtaleach shehu en akar. The Ram didn't make that clear, but in the Chinuch it's clear. The 15 chamish esre. The behemos that are brought b'yom ha-tzon, nilevad sar mishtaleach shehu en akar, chamish esre. Shnei t'midim. Upar u'shnei elim, v'shiva kvasim kulan olos. The par, the two elim, and the seven kvasim, that's 3 and 7 is 10. That's olos, that is now 12. Shnei se'irei chatas, what are the two se'irei chatas? Echad nasa bachutz, that's from the musafin, the nechal erev by the kohanim, the mil kohanim, v'asheni nasa b'fnei b'nisra, that's 14, v'ol par ben baka l'chatas, that would be the par kohen gadol. So there's 15 without some mishtalech. 100% clear? That's it. So this is a way of introduction. Now let's see where things are fitting in to the Psukim and the Seder Avodah itself. Okay? Says the Torah in the beginning of Akimot, we're going to really look at total here from Perek Terzayin, from Pasuk Aleph, all the way until Pasuk Lamedal. 34 Psukim is the Kriyas HaTorah. So it's introduced. So it was said after Nadab and Abihu died when they offered the Ezara, Vayomer Shem Moshe, it starts with the restriction of Al Yav V'Choyes Al HaKodesh, that he may not enter Stam Azoi to the Kodesh HaKadashim. V'Zos Yavo Aron Al HaKodesh. Okay, so let's start from here. V'Zos Yavo Aron Al HaKodesh. With this, Aaron will enter Kodesh HaKadashim. V'Far Ben Barkel Chatas V'Ayil La'olas. It starts off by telling you the two karbanos of Aaron, the par lechatas v'ayil la'ola. Rashi comments. We'll start with this pasuk with the Rashi. Bezos, first the nice remez in the medrash. Bezos gematria is 410. Remez lebayis rishon. Right? Beis Hamikdash, the first Beis Hamikdash had the full glory of the Shechina. The remez of Bezos is 410 years. Bezos yovo aron, says Rashi, v'af zu, even when we say this, that he can go in with all the karbanos that we're now going to discuss, Lo b'chol eis ki yem b'yom ha-kipurim k'moshe mefurish b'sof ha-parash b'chodesh ha-shvi b'asal chodesh. This is Rashi, Kipshuto. We're already talking about Yom Kippur right now. Rashi gives you a preview of what's coming later on. B'zos, with these karbanos and only on Yom Kippur. The Gra that we spoke at yesterday is very famous, and he bases it on a medrash that says that the Kohen Gadol had Aaron had a right during the years of the Mishkan to go with these karbanos any time of the year, and he's miyashibul, there's very various kashas in the Dukim and the Psukim. Rashi's not going that way. Rashi's saying it's only Yom Kippur, whether it's Kohen Gadol, whether it's Aaron, and this is the meaning of Bezos Yavar HaKodesh, as we describe later, only in Yom Kippur. Pasuk Dalet. Ksones Bad Yilbash, he's going into HaKodesh, Kodesh HaKadashim, which is normally not allowed, it's a restricted zone. But he has to wear these begadim. Ksones bad kodesh yilbash out of linen. The ksones mechnesi fad yu abesaro. That's mechnesayim. Over avnei bad yachgor. That's the avnei. Of mitznefes bad yitznof. That's the mitznefes the hat. Big day kodesh heim. Rachatz b'mayim es besaro uveisham. He has to go to the mikvah and then wear these begadim. So these are the four begadim that don't have gold. Typically, the Kohen Gadol has 8 begadim. There are 4 additional begadim that have zahav. That's the choshen, the ephod, the tzitz, and the me'il. All of them have gold. But going into Kodesh HaKadashim, he's not to wear those begadim. He's wearing the four begadim called the Big Day, Lavan. Rashi, Ksonis Bad, Magid, She'eno Mishamesh Lefnim. When he's going into Kodesh HaKadashim, he's not allowed to do Avoda. B'shmodim begadim she'u Mishamesh behem b'chutz, she'esh behem zav. Why? L'fish in kategor nasa sanegor. Because you don't want the thing that is a prosecutor to serve as a defense, and the idea of Zav is associating with the Chet HaEgel. Therefore, you don't want the Zav to enter Kodesh HaKadashim. El Baba, Kikoin Hedid, the Kohen Shel Butz, all made out of linen. Okay, Kodesh, Shilbash, you, Michel Kodesh, Michel Hegdesh, and Rashi goes on with the grammar of Yitznov. Verachatz Bamayim, look at the next Rashi. It says, Verachatz Bamayim, this is important halacha that we derive, that he has to be Tovel before he wears the begadim. Also Hayom, that day of Yom Kippur, Tolun Tvila B'chol Chalifosav. Every time there's this change of clothing, he needs to go to the mikvah. B'chamesh pa'amim Hayom Machlif, Me'avodas Pnim, Avodas Chutz, Me'chutz L'Pnim. There were five changes that went from when he's doing Avodas Pnim, which is the Big Day Lavan, to Avodas Chutz, and vice versa. U'mishana mi'mig Day Zav, U'mig Day Lavan, U'mig Day Lavan, the Big Day Zav, ubechol chalifa. Every time he's swapping, changing clothing, toh and tvila, ushnei kiddushi aragayim v'agayim in akir. He needed to do a tvila, and twice kiddushi aragayim v'agayim, once the way we hold for the chacham, once for the begadim he was taking off, once for the begadim he's putting on. Now comes the description of the Klal Yisrael's Karbanos. So far it mentions that the Kohen Gadol is bringing a parachatos ayol ola. Now comes Klal Yisrael. Yeah.
Kiddush just like
rinsing. Kiddush them going to mean from the Kiyar or in Yom Kippur. They had a different thing that they use, Kitten Shel Zav. It's a whole process described as Yadayim V'Raglayim. Yeah, it's both.
It's both. Yeah, just rinsing.
It, yeah, it's pouring on the Yadayim V'Raglayim, and okay. The specifics are mentioned in Seder Kodshim. Ume'es Adas B'nei Yisrael, from the communal Karbanos, Yikach, he shall take shnei se'ire izim l'chatas. These are the two se'irim that there's going to be a lottery drawn on them, right? One of them is going to be the Sar Hashem, another Lazazel. Shnei se'ire izim for l'chatas. But here it's referring to both as l'chatas. It's interesting because it's a machater. But as we said, it's not, it's meduik in the Rambam l'chinuch. It's not called a carbon. It's not karev. But it's called shnei se'ire l'chatas. V'ayil echad l'ola. That is what the Rambam told us, Fishitas Rebbe, the Ayel Ola is going to correspond to the Ayel mentioned by the Musafin when it mentions one par, one Ayel, seven Kvasim, and a Sar L'chatas. So there's the Ayel there is the same Ayel as mentioned now here. Now comes, start doing the Avoda. Now this is now going to be the second Tvila. Again, what you follow, if you track the Mishnayos in Yuma, so the second Perek talks about payasos. Now, it's a major machlokas rishonim, whether the payasos that took place every day, which was for the sake of determining who zoche and certain privileges for the tumas hadeshen, which is the first payas, for the various avodos of the tamid and dishim esbeich hapenimi, these are regular avodos in Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis. Then you have the third payas of the Torah, the second, and the fourth payas, being devarim. It's found in Masechta Yuma Perek Sheni. Some of the piyutim mention payasos. So the Balamor famously says in the first Balamor in Yuma that it's a big mistake for these paitanim to have put in payasos on Yom Kippur, because every aspect of avoda of Yom Kippur, whether it was unique to Yom Kippur, whether it was something that would be done typically, regularly, every day, had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Now we'll see. The Mishnayos themselves tell us that the Talmud, for example, was shechted by the Kohen Gadol, although the finishing of the Shechita was somebody else, but it does seem to say the Kohen Gadol did it. But Lamasha, what about the Chveis, Dishan Mesbeich HaPenimi, Dishan HaMenorah, which was typically given by lottery? What about Trumas HaDeshen, which was done earlier by Chatzos on Yom Kippur? Was it done by the Kohen Gadol? Was it done, what about the Ketores of every day? It sounds in the Mishnayos that he did do the Ketores, but it sounds like there was a pious, if it says it in Yuma. So the Bala Mor says it was not done on Yom Kippur. There was no pious because Kohen Gadol did everything. But then why is it here? So it's done here, Agav Gvara, because So other Rishon disagree. The Ritva brings from the Ramban. The Ramban is in Machamos also right here. It says that there was a pious, but it wasn't exactly for everything as described here. There are some details which are specific to Yom Kippur of these payasas, and some which were agav, it's mentioned because it was done, for example, the various parts of the Talmud, that was, it didn't fundamentally have to be by the Kohen Gadol, but it was done by the Kohen Gadol typically. Tumas Hadeshen, he says, could have been done by someone else because it was considered Avodas Laila, so you didn't need the Kohen Gadol. The Dishem Zbech HaPenid Dishna Menorah was given to some Kohen who was Ocheh. It didn't have to be, it doesn't say anywhere that was a Kohen Gadol. The Ktores, he says, the pious was for the one helping the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol offered the Ktores, maybe he didn't have to, but it was always what was L'chadchila done, and then the pious was still done for the one who assisted him. So the Ramban works out that the payasos had some fulfillment on Yom Kippur as well. It's a major machokas. The Rambam writes, in the second halacha of Avodas Yom Kippurim, Avodas kol chamisha asa behemos elu, ha-kreven b'yom zeh. He's talking about the avoda of these 15 animals. Eino elo b'koin gadol b'uvad. Sounds like it's a din mamish midarais, an ikra din. He continues, m'haysa Shabbos, then even the Musaf Shabbos had to be b'koin gadol. But then the Ram continues, v'chein shar ha-avodas shal yom zeh. Kigon haktoras haktoras shakol yom v'kavas haleros, which is Mishnayis HaMashma, hakol b'koin gadol nasui. It doesn't tell you Dishma Tzvecha Panimi, for example, so it's not 100% in the Rambam, but there's a lot that's said about this question. Major machokas, and again, it plays out in the Piyutim as well. Was there a pious or not? Yoni.
Exactly, is pious.
A pious means, you never been in Israel, you never see the, you know, the Israel in Hebrew, not in Hebrew, no, not anymore, I never go. Pious is a lottery. Goro. They used to have a number, they had the Kohan described in the Mishnayis and Yuma. Recommended reading for this time of year. Mishnayis Yuma. Go through. These are Lishonos of the Mishnayis. Pious Harishon. This is Perek Sheni of Yuma. Perek Sheni of Yuma starts with the Tumas Hadeshen, how it started out that people, you would have a race who would get there first to do the Tumas Hadeshen was the Avoda. That was nachshir for the well, everything I've done during the day, but they had to take a token amount of ash with the shovel off of the mizbech achitzo and then put it down next to it. And the question is, who would do it? So the Mishnah says as follows: the Perek Beis, Barishona, whoever wanted to do it would do it. They have to get ready. They have to have their go to mikvah beforehand, and they would have a race. But there was a terrible thing that happened, and there was. And one pushed the other, Nishbo Raglo, he broke his leg. So Beis Din said, Hiskinu, that you need a pious. Shaloi Tamin Elbe Pious says the Mishnah in Yuma, Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, Abba Piyasos Hayusham, Vizea Pious Havisha. Next Mishnah in Yuma, old second Perek, HaPayas HaSheni, he goes on to say, who was Zoche in the Payas HaSheni, Mishoche, Mizorek, and so on. HaPayas HaShlishi, Chadashim with Torres, those who never did it before, because Torres was a school for Ashiras, so you couldn't be a candidate unless you'd never done it before. Bo Vafisa, and then Payas HaRvi. So that's the question. Was this, in fact, happening on Yom Kippur? To what extent were these Payas applicable to Yom Kippur? Yeah.
Is the pious a prerequisite, or is it part of the actual
order? No, they did a pious. It's the way they did it. They picked a number, and everyone put out a finger, and they would end at that number, whoever was Zoch, and then the way it works is the people who were next to him would get the next thing, Mishochet, Mizorek, the one next to him. So it was part of the procedure of how they were awarded. Zocha, Misha, Zocha. That would be a way of, that person was Zoch, and now every day a different group of Kohanim were on duty. There was a Mishmar for the week, and it was a Beis Av for the day. The Mishmaris were broken down into the days of the week. So you had those Kohanim who were on duty for the day would be part of the pool to be part of the pious in order to be Zoche if they won the pious.
The Kohen would give out the lottery.
There'd be the head, whoever was the Mimuna. There was a Mimuna. He was like sort of in charge of how things would run. So, okay, so now we're talking here the second Tefillah. So the Mishnayis tell us, I'm going to give you a little bit to catch us up to where we're up to now in the Pasuk. So what happened before this? The Torah doesn't tell us, but there was a tefillah, the first tefillah, right? So this takes us to Perek Gimel. You can track Mishnayis Yuma between now and Yom Kippur. So now, if you have no choice, you can start from Perek Gimel. So you know Perek Gimel is with the payasos. Now Perek Gimel. Omalem HaMemunah, see if it's Zman HaShchita. You needed a certain degree of daybreak. Heir HaMizrach, it's called. Question exactly, that's Nate, so it's before, it was a Shachar, It's before Nates, but is it exactly Usa Shachar? Is it something else? So he needed that shear of daybreak in order to bring the carbon tamid. So they had someone on top looking, and he checked. And then it continues. It says, "Ein adam nichnas lazara mishnah gimel and paragimel afilu torach yitbo." You need to be tovah before you came to lazara. Says the mishnah as follows: Chamesh tevilos basara kiddushin tovah kohen gadol kadosh bo vayom. This is the masoed in Mochamish Mesinai. Five tevilos asara kiddushin. The first one was, it says, all of them were the kodesh abeis aparav except for the first one. The first one didn't have to be the kodesh. It says that they spread out of Sadin Shabbos, which is a symbol of the days Avoda of Ephnim, and the Kohen went to the mikvah, Hevilo Big Day Zav. This is Paragimel. The Lavash, the Kiddush Yadav Raglav, Hevil, now he went from his own clothing to the Big Day Zav. This was one of the rites of the Ramban in the Mochamos, that the Dishim Mizbech HaPanimi could not have been done by the Kohen Gadol, given he already had his Big Adam on. Because that was before. Anyway, Hevilo is a Tamid, or Tumas Hadeshin, let's say. Tumas Hadeshin was earlier. So the Kohen Gadol did it. He had his Begadim ready. That was the Kashya Ramban. Hevilo is a Tamid, Kuratso, which is a lesson of Shechita, but he didn't, in other words, he shechted the two Simanim of the Karban Tamid. Umerik Acha Shechita Al Yado, someone else finished it up, and then he had to do the Kabbalah, and this is Mashpat that Kohen Gadol was doing it. Either he had to do it, or that was the established practice that he did it. Nichnas is the Mishnah, Lahaktir Ktoris Shel Shachar, the regular Ktoris of every day, that was done as part of the Seder Avodas HaTamid, Ulehaktir Es HaNero, since it doesn't say Dishim Zvei HaPanim, it's interesting, Ulehaktir Es HaRosh Ves HaEvarim of the Kaveh, of the Tamid, Ves HaChavitin, that was brought every day by the Kohen Gadol, Ves HaYayim the Nesachim. Okay, so this is the regular Tamid and the Avodas that were accompanying the Tamid. Now comes, in Mishnah Vav of the second parak, the Tvila Shnia. And this is where we're going to pick up now in the Psukim. Hevi'u lebeis haparva, this is a room in the beis hamigdash, uba kodesh haisa, they spread up sadin shabbos between him and the people, kiddush yad v'ragav upashat, and yard the tavau, hevi'u big day lavan, and now comes the pasuk. So now he's going to offer, he's going to start doing something with the par. Let's look at the pasuk now. It says in the pasuk, now it's misleading. You read, don't read with Torah Shabbat Peh eyes, you don't understand what's going on, but even within the pasuk in Minei Aveh, you realize it can't be what it says, literally. The Hikriv Aron es parachatos ashelo. Remember, there was the Zos Yov Aaron al Kodesh. This is the Far Ben Bakar. The Hikriv Aaron is Pasha, the Hikriper Bado Ad Veso. What does it mean? You think, you don't read on, you stop here, he's offering the carbon as a carbon. But it's not true. He didn't shechit it yet. Because you look, scan ahead a little bit, and you'll see Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Hikriv Aaron Pachad Shalom. It says it again. The chif bad, same words, the chif bad bad beso. And then the shachar is parachat shalom. So it says twice the hikriv, the chif bad bad beso, and then it says the shachar. So clearly, what's the pshat? The pshat is that he did a vidui. The hikriv doesn't mean he offered it as a carbon with the akrava, with the shchita. It's the vidui. Now, you could have said it means he brings it close. That's also not gishmak. Why? Because does it really require the Kohen Gadol to go take the par and bring it? The Lashna Mishnah is clearly not that way. The Mishnah says, where I'm holding in the Seder Avoda, Balo Eitzo Paro. This is the Lashna Mishnah. Balo means they weren't material for the Kohen Gadol to go bring the par. The par was waiting for him, says the Mishnah, Uparo Hayo Omei Ben Ulam Lamizbeach. The Ulam was the first point that was covered. It was a very wide entrance, and then from there you go into the Heichal, which is where the menorah and the shulchan, Mizbech HaPanimi were, and from there, continuing west, you get into Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Ulam was the first point that was covered. Before that, it was all uncovered, it was Azara, and within the Azara, there was the Mizbeach HaChitzo. So there's an area, which is one of the zones that the Mishnais and Kelim talk about, as far as levels of Kedusha and restrictions of who can go where. There's an area called Bein HaUlam Lamizbeach, the common phrase. Balo eitz aparo uparo hayo omei bein haulam v'lamizbeach. Rosh haladarim panav l'mayrav. It was positioned a certain way. The Gemara explains why. Hakohen Omid b'Mizrach, he's more to the east. Upanav l'mayrav. B'somech shtei yadav alav, says the Mishnah. He puts his hands on it. This is his par. U'misvada. And he says vidui. The kacha ya'omid. This should be familiar from the Avodah of Yom Kippur. On Hashem, avisi pashati chatasi ufanecha ani uveisi. Me and my immediate household. Pashat pshat. Some say means just him and his wife. Others think maybe the children. What exactly is the extent of Beisi? Not all the Kohanim. On Hashem, Bakashas Kapar. This is a vidui of the carbon. Not necessarily matching the vidui that we think about for tshuva. There are shinuyim. There's no nichamti, boshti, b'masa. It's a different halacha. It's halachic vidui a la carbon. So he says, it's acknowledging the chait. And a bakashas mechilas licha v'kapar. On Hashem kapena lavonos lapsham v'chatoim shavisi v'shapashadi v'panecha. Which chatoim are we talking about? The Mishnayos and Shavuos tell us that the averos we're discussing here are called tumas migdash v'kadasha. A very serious inyan. When a person is tamei, and while in a state of tumah, they either enter an area that they can't enter the Beis HaMikdash, they enter the Beis HaMikdash, or they eat kachin, the tumah, so that's where you need a kapara. For an individual who had such an aveira, that's where we have the carbon ola v'yored. That's one of the karbanos at the end of Sefer Parshas Vayikra. But there's a constant need for kapara of this type, and this is the aveira that he's referring to, the mezer or the shogeg. And he says, "Ani kakos b'saras moshe adacha kivim zachav halichem v'hein onim acha v'baruch shem k'moch zolom v'ed." This is a vidui. This corresponds to the pasuk that we just read. The hikrivas. It doesn't mean he moved the par because the par was there. He's going to the par, but the hikrivaro means he's doing a vidui, and that's called the hikriv. It's a form of akrava. It's already something of a chalos kapara, you could say, of akrava in the carbon when he's misvada on the carbon. And that's v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beso. That's him and his immediate family. Rashi, es parachat ha'shelo, which parachat has ha'omer l'mala. This is the par that was mentioned in which pasuk? B'zos yav arna l'kodesh, b'far b'baka l'chatas, that was enumerated par before. And what is this pasuk saying? Ha'shelo, l'imet chakan sh'mishelo huba v'lo mishel tzibur. This cannot come from communal funds. This was, the Kohen Gadol was had his own wealth, and he had to spend his own money to purchase this personal par. That's asher lo. V'chiper bado v'ad beso, zakt Rashi, misvada alav, avonosav v'avonos beso. So the first thing now in the second tevila that's done is the vidui on the par of Kohen Gadol. What's going to happen next? Pasuk Zayin. The lakach ha'shnei ha'seirim. Again, you have to know, the lokach, he's doing it. In Shnayis HaMizuik, not that way. This is now going to be the hagrola. The lokach, the hemidos of Bnei Hashem, he sets them up. Who sets them up? It doesn't have to be the Kohen Gadol, so it means whoever. Because the next pasuk says, the nasanara. Yes, so mistama, the lokach is whoever was, whoever did it. And that's Meduik in the Mishnah. When you see in the next Mishnah, after the Baruch Shem, Balo l'mizrach hazara, tells you exactly where it was done. He goes now to the east of the hazara. This is now, he was by Ulam l'mizbeach. Instead of going west, which is more to the Heichal side, he's going more to the east. This is, right, the Pesach hazara, the Shanikanar. He goes with Tzfon l'mizbeach, Haskan accompanies him. He doesn't go by himself, the Kohen Gadol. He gets an escort, Haskan on the right. This is Mishnah Tess in Paragimel, Rosh Beisab on the left. Gesham Shnei Seirim. So again, even though it says the lokach shnei seirim, it's not that the Kohen Gadol took it; it's whoever took it. The kalbi hasasham, there was this box that was used for the goro. It tells you that it was made out of a type of wood and it was made gold. And based on that, the next two mishnayos go into details. If you're going to go with limited time, you can skip from here to Perek Dalet, because otherwise these mishnayos are just more parenthetical. Different things that were made, different innovations, and people contributed different things to make things more enhanced. So one of the things was that the box for and the lottery things were made out of gold. Okay, so now he's going to draw lots. This takes us to Perek Dalet in Yuma, which is called Taraf Bekalpi, the Hela Shnei Goralos. He's going to move around his hand, and shake his hand inside and pull out two gorillas. One was written Hashem, the echad kasev lazazel, iskan was remember on the right, Rosh Bisab was on the left. If the Shoshem was in the right, the Skan says, Ishi Kohen Gadol, raise up your right hand. If the Shoshem was in the left hand, the Rosh Bisab on the left would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, raise your left hand. The son Nashnei Asirim, V'omer Lashem Chatas. This is this Pasuk. This is happening after Vidui number one on the par. It says the Pasuk, Zayin. V'lokach Shnei Asirim, V'hemidosam, again, whoever was Namid them, L'fnei Hashem. This doesn't mean Mamish, it means by the more the east, as we see. Pesach Omoid, but not what we usually assume means Pesach Omoid. It means it was more to the east. That's the Kabbalah Chazal have. V'nasan Aron, Ashnei Asim Goralos, Gorachad Hashem, Gorachad Gazazel. V'hikriv Aron, here also a misleading word, you might think. V'hikriv Aron is Asorish, Olav Goral Hashem, Basol Chatas. V'hikriv, it's not V'hikriv. He's not shechting it yet. He hasn't shechted the par yet. He just did one video in the par, but the designation itself of the Sire being Hashem is a form of the Hikriv. It's not a video either. The Hikriv arms are Sire Shal Hashem, but a Sol Chatas, the Sire Shal of the Gorla Zazel, Yomat Chai, should be remain there. There's all kinds of drushes from the expression Yomat Chai, Lefni Hashem, Lechaper Olav, Leshalachu, Sol Hazazel Hamidbar. Rashi says, let's get Rashi Pasuk Ches. The Nasan Aaron Shnei Goralos Mamid Echad Liyamin Echad Lismol. He puts one to his right, one to his left. The Nosin Shtei Yada. Both hands go together in the Kalpi. That's the Russian Taraf the Kalpi. The Noto Goro Biyamin the Chaver Bismol. The Nosin Aleim Es Yekasub Al Hashem Hu Hashem Besnioska Yekasub Al Azazel Mishtalach Azazel. Azazel is a word Rashi is in Har Az the Kasha Tzuk Gavoa. I'm sorry. That's the etymology of Azazel. V'yasol chatas, k'shemaniach ha-goro olav kori lo shem, v'omer ha-shem chatas. V'yasol chatas is the calling out l'shem chatas. Now, we know before, when they heard the Kohen Gadol say Hashem's name, when he did the first vidui, the Mishnah told us, that was in the third parak, v'heina onem achara baruch shem k'mochu solom v'ed. The Mishnah does it here as well, right? When he said Hashem Chatos, Hein Onim Acharav, Baruch Shem Kamoch Solom Voed. When we reenact this, so we also do according to Ha'am. We do it by the Vidui, by the Shem Hashem of the Vidui. When he says the Shem Hashem, Ufnei Hashem Tidharu, we do the Modin, the Kor Mishtachavim. Really, we could have imagined ourselves doing this another time by the Hashem Chatos, but it doesn't find its way into the Piyut. We don't do an act of Akon. We only do Akon Ha'am by the Viduyim. Not even though there was a Baruch Shem here as well. And he said, Lashem Chatas. So what have we done so far in the second tefillah? We've done a vidui for his family on the par, his par. We've done now the Hagrola on the two Shnirim. We're tracking the Mishnayis, we're tracking the Tzukim. Okay. What does the Rashi in Pasuk Yud say? L'chaper Olav. It says that the Soi remains, Yomad Chai, still here alive, L'fnei Hashem, L'chaper Olav. Rashi says, what's L'chaper Olav? She yisvada Olav, kidirsiv yisvada Olav. We haven't gotten there yet. There's going to be a vidui on the Soi Lazazel for everyone's chet. All kinds of chetar, not just Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha. That's everything. Okay, back to the Pesukim. Pasuk, where are we now? Pasuk. Yod Aleph. The Hikriv Aharon, we saw these words already before, right? Pasuk Vav. The Hikriv Aharon is Parachat of the Shelo. Now, he for sure can't mean he brought it close, because, again, it is where it is. It didn't go anywhere. He did one Vidui. So again, the Hikriv is an expression that the Vidui is itself considered Ki'ilu HaKrava, V'chiper Bado Bad Beso. Same words, but this is a more expansive Vidui, as we'll see in the Mishnah. And then the shachar is parachat v'shelo. Then he shachs it. So there are two viduyim on the par. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi really tells us. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Rashi. V'chiper ba'do, vidui sheni. Olav, v'al echav ha-kohanim. What was the first vidui? For himself and beso, however you define beso. But now, al echav ha-kohanim. Why is that called beso? It says beso. Ba'do v'ad beso. Shehem kulam kuyim beso. Shenemar, Beis Aaron, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Mikan Shakohanim Miskarpin Bo, Rashi tells us what I told you before. The kol kaparasan eina ella al tumas migdash v'kadasha. Like we'll see later, the pasuk says the chippa al kodesh means tumas bnei Yisrael. It's tumas migdash v'kadasha. So if I tell you, I'll take you to the Mishnah. This is now in Perek Daled Mishnah Bey. So first it says he took a ribbon and he put it on the Rosh Hashanah Mishtaleach, and he put it where it's going to be sent later, and he put a ribbon on the Nishchat Kineged Beis Shchitasa. Balo Eitzo Paro Shnia. He comes back to the par where it was before a second time. It says the Mishnah Besomech Shtei Yada V'Alav. Again, there's a smicha Umisvade the Kacha Yomer, and this is what we have Mamish Kiloshim Zeh in our Marsa. Ana Hashem Avisi Pashatich Tosu Vnach Aniu Beisi Uvnei Aaron Am Kedoshecha. That's what the Mishnah says. Ana Hashem Kapena and so on. Shapashati Aniu Beisi Uvnei Aaron Am Kedoshecha. Kakosu Besar Smosh Avdecha. And he quotes Kiviyom Zei Chaper Lechem. He quotes Nei Hashem Tidharu. He said the Shem Amaforash. Vehenam Onam Acharav. Baruch Hashem Kamuch Solom Ve'ed. And what do we do after that? The Kohen Ve'am. We do again a Korim Mishtachavim. This is the second Vidui in the Park.
The Mishnah says Basi and Ve'aron, isn't that much, but Basi is not himself.
In the Pasuk, then the Basi is more inclusive, but in terms of being mafarit by the Vidur, then the Basi has a more limited meaning, and then he explains it right. But no, Pshat in the Pasuk, the second in the Basi is the Basi of Kolos HaKohanim. But when he's using the Nusach of the Vidur, then he says Basi meaning in more limited, but then he says himself, he spells it out.
Basi also means family?
Yeah, because it says Nezi Uvre Aram Kedusha.
The second Vidur really goes right. Not just the Kohanim, but also his family?
Yeah. You're saying, what do you mean, a second Vidur for the...
Yeah, I'm saying it sounds like they're also included in the second.
I hear. It's a good...
The Tosfos
Yontov
on the Mishnah.
What does the Tosfos Yontov say?
It says that... Tanya Nal Echa Lekohanim Shekulan Kriyan Besan.
But why say Uvne Yaron HaKadoshach? Then it's not Uch. What's the, he's asking good. Aniu Veisi Uvne Yaron. You're asking, what do you need a second Vidur? Chayr, it sounds like Ani Uveisi, because it says Ani. Either way, Ani can't change that, right? So Mustama Veisi also means my immediate house.
Same.
Like so it comes out he did a... He wants them to be part of the second Vidur as well. Yeah, in the Hanani. That's what it sounds like. Okay, good deal. Okay, what does it say at the end of the Pasuk? V'shachar is parachat v'shalom. Now, notice something interesting. So now you'd think the next thing that would be is they start taking the dam and you do Zvikas Adam. We're supposed to do Zvikas Adam. But no, something else happens. So he did now two Viduyim on the par. Between the two Viduyim, what did he do? Between Vidui 1 and Vidui 2, he did the Agrola of the two Seirim. Now the second Vidui, followed by a Shechita. Comes the next Pasuk. Now he's going to do the Avodas HaKtores of Lufnai V'Lufnim. The Shachar is Parachatas. He shechted the Parachatas, but he's not sprinkling the blood yet. The Lokach Melo HaMachta Gachar E'esh Mi'al Mizbeach. So he takes a full pan of coals from the Mizbeach. We'll see some Rashi. The Mizbeach Achid, so it had a special Marocha. There usually a certain number of Marochas. Machokas Tanem, how many Marochas, how many things were set up for fire on the Mizbeach. But Kulayama, it was a new additional maracha added for Yom Kippur, that from that maracha they would take the embers, the coals, to be brought into Kodesh HaKadoshim for the Aktaras HaKadosh with Nayib Lufnim. So this was a special maracha on the Adam Mizbeach. He would now take the shovel and shovel out Gachalei Esh from that Mizbeach. Then he would also take Meloch Chafnav, that means filling his hands, Taras Samim Daka. More than just normally, this Torah already had a certain fineness to it. This is even more, Machzim Machteshes, they put it back into the mortar, to the grinder. This is Daka. Behaving Mibes HaParoches. And he's going to bring it where? What's Mibes HaParoches? Further in from the Paroches, meaning into the, this is the Bezos Yavaran al Kodesh. This is the first entering into Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's going to put the Ktores on the fire. Again, all the details are described in the Mishnah. This is very, now, Torah Shebech Tzaddik, just very, very basic. The Chisa Anan Ktores is a whole Indian, how he did it. It's a whole thing because you had to have Melo Chaf 9. So you had to have a Kaf. I'll read you the Mishnah in a minute. So you had to be able to dig his hands into this Kaf of Ktores, and then he put it into the Kaf, and then he had to get it out back into his hands and put it. And he had to hold two things as he's entering. He had to hold the machta, with the coals, and he had to hold the kaf with the mlochaf nine mokhtoris. And he usually would think he had to hold the machta in the right hand because it was heavier, and they still try to make it easier for him to hold, and the kaf in the left hand. He had to go enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Second base, something to do with two parochas, so he had to go in and then through and around, and they had to now be facing now east where the Aron was, or right, and then he put the machta down, then he had to go take the, couldn't lose anything. Everything that was exactly in the kaf, which was exactly the amount, the melo chafna, had to put it back into both the kashish of the migdash, put it back in, not to lose even a little more so of it, and then put it down. Now, Sadukim had a different way of doing things. Major polemical dispute that took place. They had this idea that they had to create the fire before he entered. And that's why they were Mashbir the Kohen Gadol, earlier Mishnayos in Yuma, and we have this in the Pia too, that he would not deviate from the Masorah to way to do it. So what happens now? He's going into Kodesh HaKadoshim, but Mlochav Nebehavim, Venasim Zavtos HaLeshim, Fnei Hashem, like Chazal interpreted. It says it was in the Kodesh. The Chisah Nanak, there was a certain ingredient called the Malo Ashan that was used that helped it to be go straight up, and then it would fill the whole room. He wouldn't be able to leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim until the entire room of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was filled with the smoke. Then he was able to go outside. The Chisah Nanak, Zavtos HaKadosh HaOz B'Go Yemus. So these two psukim is the Avodas HaKadosh. So let's look at Rashi. So he had to take the coals me'ala mizbeach, which mizbeach hachitza. Now, what do we call mizbeach hapanim in mizbeach haktores? What does that mean? That means that typically, and the regular ktores, so the coals were taken from the mizbeach hachitza, and also there was a maracha shnia shel ktores, but the coals were brought to the mizbeach hapanimi, otherwise known, aka as mizbeach haktores, and that's where the regular ktores was brought. In addition to that, he was very makti the ktoris in the first tevila, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. This is the second tevila, which is the extra ktoris of Yom Kippur, which again was taken from the maracha and special maracha of the mizbeach hachitzon. He went all the way into Kodesh HaKadoshim with that. And Rashi says, so milfnei Hashem. Now, what is milfnei Hashem? You may have, wait a second. That sounds like which mizbeach? Mizbeach hapanimi, which was in the Heichal. So we have to reinterpret. Right? It says he took it mi'amizel milafnei Hashem. So you could think that he had to take it from the... No. Milafnei Hashem means mitzad shilafnei ha-pesach utzad maravi. In other words, there's the side which is more to the east of the Mizbeach, and then the side which is facing more to the west. So which side of the Mizbeach was this maracha that he took the embers from? The side which was more facing the west. But which Mizbeach was it? The Adam Mizbeach. That's the milafnei Hashem. Every word, Daka, matamol daka, halkog toris daka. He says that shachakta min hadek, pashas kisisa. Ela shetei daka min hadaka shemeiri mekipurim have machziru machteshes. Okay, and then he says he put it al ha'esh of ne Hashem, al ha'esh. What esh? Shebetocha machta. V'lo yamus ha'imlo asar kititna chayav misa. So now, meanwhile, he did a shchita sapar, nothing yet with the dam. And now he's doing the Avodas HaKadoshim Lifnei V'Lifnei. Let's read in the Mishnayos. Now notice, if he's going to do Zrikas HaDam soon, all the way inside, as we're going to see in the Psukim, what's going to happen with the lag time if you're not going to do some intervention? What's going to happen to the dam?
It's
going to get hard, and then you're not going to be able to do Zrika. So you have to have somebody assisting, constantly stirring all this time while he's going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Torah of Yom Kippur. So that says the Mishnah, again, the Piyut tracks the Mishnayos and the Sugis. Shchato, this is in Perek Dal of Mishnah Gimel. He shechted the par, the kibel b'mizrak es damo. So he had to do, he was davoda. This is his, this for sure is Kohen Gadol, no doubt. He had to be makabel the dam in a mizrak, in a keli. Now that mizrak, that keli that has the dam, then the son of Mishnah umemarisbo. He gave it to somebody who's going to be stirring it. That's where the person was. Shouldn't get hard. Now, natal machta, va'ala l'rosh ha-mizbeach. Again, the Adam Mizbeach. Ufina gecholom elach ve'elach. He's moving things around to get the most hot and most well done coals. Min ha-kolos ha-pnimios ve'yarad. Ve'hinicha al-rovet ha-visha bezar. See, there's more things that I'm mentioning. He had to put it down temporarily, because now he had to go and get the Torah, Mochaf 9, so he had to put down the Machta temporarily. And it goes on, the Mishnah tells us some shinuyim between the Machta of regular Torahs and what you have here, and some shinuyim in terms of what was, how it was done. It was longer. And then some other differences. B'chol Yom, there were this many marachos, and on Yom Kippur, there was one additional one, as we mentioned before. Now, Perek Hei. See, it's not so hard. Just follow along the Mishnais and the Prakim. Now in Perek Hei. Perek, that one was called Taraf B'Kalpi. What's the name of Perek Hei in Yuma? Hotziu Lo Esakaf Esamachta. Perek Hotziu Lo is Perek Hei. They're now getting the Kaf and Machta for the Torah, isn't it? The chafan melo chafna, the nasan letocha kaf. And now he has exact shiur. Shaila is, was the kaf exactly that size, or is it a little bigger? It's a shaila because you don't want anything to spill out. So hagadol figadol apikadna. It has to be, has to match. However it was, however big the hands of the kohen gadol were. The kachay semidas nata es amachta bimino. What's in the machta? The coals. There's a kaf esmolo, which had the amount of Torah, so he's going to put on the machta back again. Hayimahalich behechol. Got to between the two parochos. Vene and Amma, those who remember from the Babasra in the beginning, right? Okay, Amitraxin was in the first base of Mikdash. Yossi says it was on one paroches. Okay, and tells you the outer paroches, back to the Tanakama, was open on the south. Again, he's going now from east to west. So to his right is going to be the north. So it was open on the south. He's going now in from the left side. And then they're walking alongside due north, right? Now it's going to be another opening by the inner parochas. You with me? I don't need to draw on the board, okay? And then Hofech Panav Gadoro, Mahalch Bismolo Ima Parochas. He's now inside Kodesh Kadashim. To the left of the parochas, to the left, to his left is a parochas. Achim Megillah Aron, or the equivalent, Higila Aron. What's he holding? The Machta with the coals and the Torahs and the Kaf in the left side. Nosin Samachtam Bein Shnei Abadim. Shnei the Aron, which were, right? Savas HaKoros HaGabi Gecholam, again, he had to put it back into his hands and then put it into the Benismale Kol HaBayis Kul Ashan. The whole room got filled. Yatsa Uvalo Derech Beis Knisaso. He went out the way he went in. Umispalo, here's something added in the Mishnah, Mispalo Tefila Kitzara V'Bayis HaChitza. He offered a short tefila in the Heichal after leaving Kodesh HaKadoshim, but not too long. Why not too long? Why? Not to get anybody too terrified that he, no, who knows what happened. He didn't survive the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They think he died because the Kohen Gadol could have been a Tzeduki, especially by his Sheni. He never knew where his allegiances lied. So what was his tefillah? We have this in the Machzor, Hiratzon, Shenti, or maybe it's, I'm not sure if it's in the Machzor or not. Gemara has it, Shenti, Hashan, Ezu, Shchuna, Teke, Shuma, Yosef, Shevet, Beis, Yehuda, that's the tefillah that he said in the Bayis Achitza. Now he has to go back to what's holding here. The shechita was done. There's no zvika sadam. So back in the psukim. So now the lakach midam apar. Somebody's been stirring the dam all this time, right? He shechted the par. Now he has to take the dam and bring it in to do the zvikos. Where are the zvikos done? The hiza, the etzba'ol, al pnei ha-kaporis kedma. So where is he entering now? Again, Kodesh HaKadoshim. But how many times does he sprinkle and where? It says he, first it says hiza, the etzba'ol, with his finger, al pnei ha-kaporis kedma. Notice he's now facing east. He's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, facing the east, where he was before. Amad Makam, there's a nice song to this. Amad Makam Shamad, right?
Yeah.
I think the Isha Yibo, right? Okay, so it makes it real. So he's there where he was. Same thing with the Soyer. He's going to go. So there's going to be Achas and Sheva. Right. Exactly what this means. Look at Rashi. That means one. That's going to be, Chazal interpret this to mean he does it with an overhand motion. It's not actually reaching the kaporis. Dam is going to be ultimately on the ground in front of him, but it's going to be an overhand. That's the achas. And if nea kaporis yaza hare yashis achas amav shavamata. And then we have mishnayis the kachayamona. And this is what we do again. We reenact. This is the first achas yachas with the par. Back to the mishnah. This is in Perek Hei, Perakot Silo. He takes the dam from the one who's stirring. Nichnas l'makom shenichnas. He has been there before with the ktoris. Ba'amad, the makom she'amad. Vehiza mimenu achas lemala b'sheva lemata. But what does it mean? Why miskaven lahazas lo lemav lo lemata el kimatzlif. Kimatzlif is like a whipper, meir misyado. So when he's lemala means it's going to be like an underhand motion, and then the seven are going to be achas the achas. Not to confuse, the says you have to still count the achas separately, and the achas achas ushtayim. And that's the lemala achas lemala is underhand, and achas sheva lemata is the overhand. Yeah. The Kacha Yamona, Lashon Mishnah. This is what we do in the Piyuk. Achas, achas the achas, achas the shtayim, achas the shalosh, achas the ab, achas the chamesh, achas the sheish, achas the sheva. We do it with the chasim. So he did so far lefnai v'lefnim with the par. Now the yotza v'hinichol al kan hazav shebehechol. In the hechol, there's a place to put something like a little table of sorts, a small little stand. He puts the dam over there. Now he's going to do a shechita on the Sar Lashem, and he's going to soon go back to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yehuda.
Is this going on the Aron itself?
It's where he was before. It's going to go on the ground, but it's going to be in that space. It's not on the Aron. It's toward the Aron, but it's coming down on the Aron. It's going to be like as if there would be eight drops in front of him in succession, in order, but the first drop made its way down in the Achas Lamala motion, and the other ones, I mean, Achas, I'm sorry. The first one was in the underhand motion, sorry, that's the one furthest from him. And the ones that kept coming close and close to him was the Sheva Lamata. Yeah.
Where do you put the pen? Just by the Aron?
Like next? No, right now he says there were Kan Hazav Shebehecho. No, as he's now going back to get to Shach the Sayer, so he's leaving the dam on the Kan. This wasn't as long.
Before, with the Katoris, with the fire pen.
It's still inside. Why? Because it's Tefillah Revias, we mentioned yesterday. He's going to have to come back a fourth time. He's going to enter totally four times in the Kodesh Kodeshim. Three of the four were during the second tefillah, for the Ketores, for the Lefnai V'Lefnei Machas Mashamat of the Par, and then once again the Sar we're up to right now. And then the fourth tefillah, he's going to go fourth time simply to remove the Kafa Machta that were left there before. So that's what you're holding. Yes, wherever the Kafa Machta there is before, they're still there, not going anywhere. He's going to come back for it. And Chasko Bransky says it shows you that that's an avoda too. Things should be where they belong, and things need to be moved. That's a halacha too. That has to be to take it where, to take it away. Okay.
Why couldn't you just take it out the first time? Same part.
Yeah. No. Now it gives them more shivas. Separate. See, separate. Yeah.
I heard an idea that when you walk to the base measures, that you should just walk in there to get something, and to leave you have to learn or to do something kadosh.
In this case, it sounds like he just came in for that.
The
halacha itself defines it that's the kiyum itself. That's the kiyum. That's the kiyum of the avodah coming. Yeah, well, the way that it would be just simply what you're saying, but it's that's good for the point here. This is what. Anyway, we're not there yet. We're still stuck in tefillah. All right. Okay. Okay. Now pasuk. Where are we holding now? Pasuk tes vav. We have another 15 or so to go. Right. We have to run the dalit. But okay, we'll go easier afterwards. Tes Vav, this is still second tefillah. B'shachat, Pasuk Tes Vav. You guys out there? You're still holding? Even though you're not here, but you're here. Okay, checking in. Okay. You have a chumash, right? You have a chumash in front of you. Okay, Pasuk Tes Vav. B'shachat es se'ir achatos asher l'am. There were two se'irim. There was a hagrola. There was a Hashem. There was a Azazel. Now that Sor Hashem is being shachted. Where's the dam of the par right now? On the Khan, the little stand that was right by the Heichol. He did so far the eight hazos of night within the par. Now he's shechting the Sar Lashem. The Evias Damo El Mibes da Paroches. This is the third entry. The Asa Es Damo Kasha Asa the Dama Par. He does to the Dama Sawyer what he did with Dama Par. But he's also Alakapores, that's the Achas Amala, the Lefneakapores. What's the purpose of these hazos? That's the next pasuk. V'chipar ha'kodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael mipishei mechochatosim. That's what Rashi quoted before. Tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Before we finish the pasuk, let's get Rashi. Asher la'am, ma she'apar mechaper la'kohanin mechaper asor al Yisrael. Meaning, tumas mikdash v'kadashav. V'hu asor she'olah lov ha'goro l'ashem. What's kasha osa udam apar? Achas l'mala v'shava l'mata. What's mitumas b'nei Yisrael? Al nechnasim l'migdash b'tumah v'lo nodeh l'em b'sof. They didn't have found out about it. Shnei melchoch hatosam Efe Shogig. Mipish Ehem, not only Shogig, even Mezid about him. Afa Nachnasim the Mezid Bituma. Now, so you have now Achas Lashavamata of the Sawyer. Just a second, you heard me finish the Pasuk. The Chain Yaseh Le'Oel Moed. What he just did in the Kodesh HaKadashim from the Par and the Sawyer, meaning Eid Hazos from the Par and Kodesh HaKadashim on the inside of the Parochas, all the way west, but facing east. And also with the Sawyer, he has to duplicate that, replicate it, where? On the other side of the Parochas, meaning the Ol Moed side. And the Torah goes on and describes this, Hashocheni Tam B'soch Tumosam, this idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us even in a state of impurity. The Rashi, look at Rashi, V'chem Yaseh Le'ol Moed, K'shem She'hizam Mishneyem Bifnim, from the Par and then from the Sayer, Achas L'mal Shev L'mata, Kach Mazda Ala Parochas Nibachutz Mishneyem, individually, not together, we're going to mix them in a minute, Achas L'mal Shev L'mata, Shochet Hamsoch T'mosam, Apish Em T'meyem Shechina B'meyem. And this is what the Mishnah is telling us, Mama Shehuda, I know you're coming. The Mishnah says like this, Hevilo es ha-soyer. I guess now there isn't a concern for the dam to get, this time it was less time, I guess. The Shechita of the soyer, I guess, didn't need anyone, just, it was here on the cot. Hevilo es ha-soyer, Shechato v'kibo b'mizrach es damo, Nichnas g'mokam she-nichnas, Amad mokam she-amad, These are Mimenu Achas Mal Shev L'mata, V'loi Miskavim, the same thing, Kacha Yamona, the same thing, Yotza V'inicho Kana Shinish Ayi Behechol. So there were two stands. Now, one stand had the Dama Par, now there's another stand with the Dama Sar. Yudha says it was one stand, so you have to switch it. Natal Dama Par, now he's going to take the Dama Par, Hinich Dama Sar, as we said, V'iza Mimenu, says the Mishnah Ala Paroches, Shekin Negra Aron Mi Bachutz. Achas l'mal shev l'mata. Now, some of the piyutim do the kacha yimona again by the parochas side, and I think most of the piyutim do not. But really, it was another. It was mamish. You should do kacha yimona again if you wanted to. But okay, v'loy miskavim the kacha yimona nato dama soyer v'inyach dama par v'izamimenu al parochas shekineged aron b'vachutz achas l'shev l'mata. And then he's going to mix the two together. We'll see why together and very well back and forth. To have the mixture of the two bloods together. So far, how many hazos were done for the Dama Par? Eight and eight. Eight, then the Dama Sawyer, eight in the Fnei B'lifnim, and then eight again from the Dama Par and the Hechel side. So altogether, so far, 30, 32 hazos, right? Correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yehuda? Yeah.
The smoke filled the room. How does he stay in the room for so long if the smoke is everywhere?
The whole thing was Lamalman at Teva, right? So I don't know if it's a good pitch of kasha, but There is an interesting chizkuni, if I can find it now, an Achas L'mal Shev L'mata. It's an interesting remez. I'll bring a few remezim at the end of this, but this I'm really remembering now. By the way, that he asked your kasha, kind of, the chizkuni. Isn't that Bir Shalom with Sorach? He could leave the Kafir Machta to next Yom Kippur. So what justifies? You can't stam gum in Shiloh with Sorach. So yes, it's a kasha. Or take it out, you know, take it next year, take it out, whatever. He says, not being a Rekonis, because it's Ginayu Krabi Mala Mishum Demois. So it's not called be a Rekonis. That's how he has to know. Where does he say about the Achas Mala? There's something he said, which is a nice thing. Okay, I don't see it now. Ah, yeah, he says like this. He says, Achas l'mal sheva l'mata, he says, sheva l'mata l'chaper al sheva al chatoseichem. In the tochacha and v'chukosa, he says, sheva. So sheva l'mata is connected to what's this by the tochacha. Okay, so now we have more hazos, but these hazos are taking place in the heichel. We had already eight on the parochas, on the Hechel side, but now there's something that, now we're going to go to Mizbeach HaPenimi, and he's going to mechaper on Tumas Mikdash VeKadashah relating to that. So now, the next pasuk, right? Where are we? V'chol Adam, okay. V'chol Adam, Reyeh Ba'omoid. Nobody can be in the, there's a special Yisr. Nobody's allowed to be in the Heichal b'vorech ad b'kodesh ad feisa. When he's being mechaper, b'chip ebad b'abeis v'ad kol kal Yisrael. No one's allowed to be in the Olam Moed. I'll share with you afterwards a very beautiful thing from Derech Rush on this question, but we'll leave it for now. This is a very interesting inyan. It's an Yisr. No, people have to be Poresh, depending on where he was, how far were they Poresh from. So this is what it says. When he's in Kodesh HaKadoshim, everyone has to separate from the Heichal. Next pasuk, Yud Ches. V'yotza el ha-mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem. V'chiper alav. Which mizbeach is this, Rabbi Hussein? The mizbeach azav. This is lefnei Hashem. The mizbeach, that's lefnei Hashem. What's the v'yotza? He's there already, right? The answer is he has to go to which side of it? He has to clear the mizbeach. So he has to go to the side most east. And he's mechaper on that. How does he do that? What's the kapara? The lokach midama par umidama soyer. They were mixed. They had separate individual azos from the par, and then the soyer in the Kodesh Kodashim. Now again, individual azos ate from the par and the soyer on the other side of the paroches. Now jointly, he's going to do an additional number of hazos. How many? V'nasan al karnos ha-mizbeach saviv. So how many is that? Karnos ha-mizbeach. How many karnos? Four. So he takes a smattering with his finger, and he puts on each of the corners of the mizbeach ha-pinim, each of the horns. V'hiza alav min hadam be'etzba'o sheva po'amim. And then, separate from the four corners, seven, what's called ataros ha-mizbeach, he clears away, you'll soon see the Mishnah, and seven times on the top, v'tiaro v'kidsho mitumas b'nei Yisrael. The Rashi here, Dr. Rashi, ha-mizbeach ha-sheh lefnei Hashem, zeh mizbeach ha-zav sheh lefnei Hashem b'heichol. Ah, yomah tamer loma v'yotza, lefi shehizar ha-zos ha-paroches. He was right now on the paroches, more on the west of the heichol, more west. V'amad min mizbeach v'lefnim v'hizah. To start from which corner? The Yaskum Mikar Mizrachis Sphonis. Not from a western side, but from the northeast corner. So you have to go, he had to clear the Mizbeach. That's the Vyasa. The Chiper Alav, what is the Kapar that he's doing? That is, Velokach Midam Bor and Damasar Muravin Zelotok Zeh. The Hiza Alav Min Adam, Achash and Nasa Matonos Be'etzba'o with his finger Arkanosav, Maza Shevazos Al Gago. Tierum Mashava Vikicho Lasid Lavo. The Mishnayis, just to finish here in the Mishnah. So this is Parakei. The Yotzim is Roshav and Zem. Zem is Bachazav. Hishcha Machati B'yorid. Where does he start from? The northeast corner. Karen Tzfonis Marabis. Then Marabis Romis Mizrachis. Machokas, another Tana says he was in one place. Hiza, Mishnevav. Altaro Shemizbeach Sheva Po'amim. Shiyare Hadam. Now you have a lot of dam left, so we always know what goes on the yisod, which is so. This is in the Mishnah, is on the common also. Hayishofich, hayisod marabish, hamizbeach hachitzon. Vishamizbeach hachitzon, nishir adam of the dam of mizbeach hachitzon went on the other yisod. This is more or less parakeh. This is more or less parakeh. The Ramban just points out, Yotam Mizbeach, Hazos, Shelefnei Paro, Hakapores, Machatos, Satumas Mikdash, Vekadashav, Shelefnei Velefnim. There was a mistake there. Such as menorah, shulchan, lechem apon, and paroches, bituma. Matonos mizbeach panimi, and it's hazos, machapros, al tumas mizbeach atzmo v'kadashav, kigon aktores. Each one has its own tumas mikdash v'kadashav. L'chein ha-kas machalik ben mazgir kol kapar levada. What's coming up now? What didn't he do? What Vidu didn't he do yet? The Ser Azazel, right? So now comes the next pasuk. This is going to take us to Perek Vav of Yuma, right? Perek Vav talks about the Shnei Seirim, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, Balo Eitzosara Mishtaleach. That's what we're holding right now in the pasuk. This is the Samach. This is the Chil Mikapes Hakodesh Pasuk Chaf. Yeah.
Where was the Olam Moed in relation to the Kodesh Kodashim?
So the way it works is first you enter the Ulam, you keep going west, then you enter the Heichal. That's where you have the menorah, the shulchan, and mizbeach ha-pnimi. Keep going west, you have the two parochos that separate Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Keep going west, and you'll find your way into Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you have one of these diagrams, maybe, yeah?
to be dry?
No, no, no. They have these things. It's not so hard to. Yeah, I thought it was here. Not here. Anyway, yeah.
So he does a sprinkling on the Olmoed, and then he also does a sprinkling.
He did it right. He did a. He's facing the paroches.
In the
Kodesh Kodashim, he does Achas Ma'asev L'mata. Then he's going to take this.
That's eight on top, eight down.
Yeah, but it's all going on the floor. But it's then he's going to do the same thing in the Kodesh Kodashim with the Sarir Hashem. Then he's going to come out to the Heichal side and do the same thing, but facing the paroches from the other side, from the Heichal, from the Kodesh side. Oh, yeah. So he's facing rest. He's going to do again Achas Ma'asev L'mata, and then again with the Sarir the same. And now he's going to mix them together and do the additional 11. On the Mizbeach, the four corners, and the seven on the top. Yeah. Okay, let's try to wrap things up in the next few minutes, okay? Okay. Balo it's a Sari Mishtaleach. So this is now the Sari. I don't know if we'll get past the second Tefillah, Rabbi Say. You'll have to fill in the rest yourselves, okay? But this is the crux of the... Yeah, okay, we'll see. But meanwhile, this is... You can do a little bit yourself also, to Yom Kippur. I mean, you have a few days. You have Shabbos yet. Okay, but you get this is the main avodas Yom Kippurim is the second tefillah. This is what we're going through with the psukim, matching with the mishnayos, and then you have to take it to the machzor and see how it matches with the machzor. So, the chila mikapes hakodesh, he finished doing kapara for kodesh. There's olmoed, there's a mizbeach. Again, kodesh means kodesh hakadashim. There's 16 there. Then the olmoed, then the mizbeach. The hikriv sarachai. Again, the hikriv is not yet. Again, the hikriv. Okay. Every vehikrib doesn't mean what we think it means. The samachan is shteyada brosha sarachai. He's putting his hands on the sarah lashem, a sarah zaza rather. This vada alav, this is now another vidui, as klavonos b'nei Yisrael. This is avu pashu kal Yisrael. There's kopish ayam, the shogigin, the mezidin, chochat osam. Very interesting lashem. The nasan osama rosha sarah is kiyo putting the averos on the sarah. The shilach be'ad ishiti amidbara, he sends the sar Azazel out with an ishiti. The nasa sar of his kovonosam, it carries the averos of Eretz Gezera, this barren land. The shilach is a sar b'amidbar, he has to wait till he knew that it got to the midbar before he's going to continue. Then we have this very unusual pasuk, gubarnas el moed, which as we'll soon get to, this is out of order. This is the going back for the fourth tefillah to get the kafu machta. Let's just look at Rashi on this. Anything in Rashi? No? No, yeah, no, not much. Ish iti, muchan mekachin. The mishnayis, balo etzusar mishtaleach. The samach shteyad of abes vad. The kachaya omer. You do this in the mouth. On Hashem avu pashu chatu lufanach amcha beis Yisrael. On Hashem kapena. This is the vidui on the samach shteyad. There's a meiri in the chibur at shuva. He says not only did the kohen gadol do a vidui, they were doing their own private vidui at the same time. It's interesting chiddush in the meiri. Interesting this. While the Kohen Gadol is being misvada, Meir Esayoshin is Kol Echad the Echad misvada Kovanosa befratli as Kol Yachad Nimshach Acha Hanagasa. Interesting. So it's like everyone is being misvada Kiivul while he's doing it. Sounds that way.
Is that only about this one? Or it's in general.
The other ones are the Kohanims. I don't know. The Kohanim are doing their vidui. It doesn't say. Maybe after. I don't know. But this is what he says. Anyway, so he does the vidui on their behalf because otherwise, what's pshat? I mean, I'm misvada for you. I can't say modim for you. That's modim for thanks. I can't do vidui for you. You have to do your own vidui. I can't do yashamnu for you. So what does it mean? But that's part of the mechaper. He's saying vidui. And he quotes the pasuk, Ayyelim Fnei Hashem Tataru, about Korn Va'am. This is the last Korn Mishtachim that we do by the Sar Azazel. And then he hands it over, says the Mishnah, to the one who's going to bring it. And they made a ramp, and he's going to make his way to there. And they told him each time, they were malava, as he gets it wrong, they tell him, you need food, you can have food, he didn't need, okay. He got there, and then this Mishnah described what he did, and how he would shove it down backwards, and it would break down, and then, zel, okay. Now, the Mishnah tells us further, Bala, it's a parvasar and it's roughin. He had to go to the parvasari that were burned, and he had to get the imurim ready to put on the mizbeach, and then they had to take it out to the beis hasreifa, and then he does. They tell him that the sari got to the midbar, and he had to wait for that point. Then perek shvi is the kriyas haTorah. It's all with the big day butz, big day lava. Balo, perek balo is the seventh perek. That's the last perek of Avodas Yom Kippurim. The last perek is the halachas of eating and inuyim. But this is perek shvi. He's going to read the Seder Hayom from the Parshas Achrimos that we just read the Pesukim of. And he read also Ach Ba'asar. And then he would say there's another section in Pinchas, that's the Mafti reading, and you have certain brachas that he would say. Person had a choice. You could either see him going to the reading, or you could see the Parvisar getting burned. You couldn't be in two places at the same time. It was just too far to get. And that's more or less. Then the question becomes, again, we look in Perek Zayin, the next Perek, Mechokes Tanoim, and then Mechokes Rishonim, where do you put the rest of the Karbanos? What is clear is like this. Back to Big Day Zav, the Elo Ve'el Ha'am was in the third tefillah. Remember the 50 Karbanos in the beginning? Third tefillah. Fourth tefillah is going to come, we'll see right now, with the Pasuk of Aron El Moed. Then there's the fifth tefillah. The Mishnah is very ambiguous. It's hard to know what happens. The last tefillah, so I'm going to skip ahead to the fifth tefillah. Hevila Big Day Lavan, that's the fourth tefillah. Nichnas Lohoti Sakafe Samachta, that's the fourth entry. Kiddush Yad Veragav Upashak Yard V'Tava Avnis Tavik Hevila Big Day Zav. Kiddush Yad Veragav, fifth tefillah. Nichnas Lohaktik Torah Shubein Harbayin Lehetiv Esanerus. But what's missing? Tamash Shubein Harbayin, right? And the rest of the Musafin. We only know about the Ayo, which was the same Ayo, but we have the Par, Seven Kvasim, Saranasa Bachus. This is the Machlokas in the Mishnah, but then how to interpret the Mishnah is its own issue. So that's what the Mishnah says here, very complicated. Here, they give you a little bit of a chart in the Mishnah that I have here. Different Shitas Rashi, Shitas Tosus, Shitas Rambam, there's Rashi in Chumash, read Rashi the second. Where do you put Tamash Shubein Harbayim? You put it in the third, in the first tefillah, that's Tamash of Shachar. So was it the third tefillah? Was it the fifth tefillah? Those are your choices. The ayah we know already, that was the third tefillah. What about the par and the seven kvasim? Was it the first tefillah? Was it the third tefillah? Was it the fifth? You have to figure all this out, and there's Shitas Tanoim, and there's the Paitan, and they have a lot of kindness on the piyut of Amitz Koach, because it seems to be the low command. You have a lot to study over Shabbos. How does it stim with the Mishnayos? This is its own issue. Where do you put the rest of the Karbanos? How does it fit? We're coming out. Okay.
What about the
fourth tefillah was Big Day Lavan. There's only one thing that was done Big Day Lavan. What was that? Hotsuas Kavamachta. This is just Pasuk. Strange. We're holding second tefillah, right? Comes the Pasuk. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Listen to this. Uva Aaron Elo Moed. Aaron comes to Omoed. The last thing we said was the sword was sent Lazazel. Uvar na Omoed, Ufasha his big day bud. He takes off his big day bud that he wore. V'nicham sham. And now he changes back to big day Zav. Next pasuk. V'rachat says Psal b'mayim. V'lavas v'asas olas v'asalam. So the third tefillah is Elo v'el ha'am. And then it talks about Chel v'chatas yaktam nizbecha. Right? The chelav and the one who sends out the asoyer has to is tamei for the day. The parachatas, sirachatas are burnt. The sarfu ve'esh, parman esrav, siman esrafim, and the one who's involved with the sreifa is tamei for the day. V'aisolchem chukasom, rounding things off, is the psukim telling us this is for generations. You shall fast on this day. And isa melacha kivayom is the famous pasuk lamed kivin chabalechem tareshem shabbos lebasan hilachem v'chiper akon sheyimshach. Also, the kohen is going to do all this. The chippes mikdash hakodesh vayisus osayam chugas olam mechaper achas b'shana vayas. Okay, the shaila is how many tefillos. So if you read the pesukim as we just read them, you only have now the big day lovin back to the big day zav finishing, and that's it. But we have a mesorah of five tefillos and ten, so we have to figure out something here to accommodate that. So that's where the Tosfos Bavli comes in, and the Tosfos Bavli says that this pasuk va'aron doesn't belong here. Now, how do you? Fit it with pshat, so they try to figure out ways to make it fit with pshat. One of the pshatim is the mahalach of the grua that we said yesterday. Pasuk Rashi, just to end with this, for at least this chelak. Uva'ar nelo moed, amu rabbi seinu, she'ein zem mekomo shel mikra zem. This is not where it belongs. V'nasu tamu devayim, b'sachas yom. This is most, perhaps one of the most important Rashis that we're going to read today. This Rashi here, because Rashi is giving it to you, b'ksara. Nothing like Chumash and Rashi, I'm telling you. Pasha, just to read and understand. Kola parsha kula nemra ala seder chutz mi biyazu shehi achar asiyas olasa v'lasa am. This Knisa Kodesh HaKadashim is after the Asiyah of the Olas Ha'am, the Haktaras in Muri Pavisor, Shinasin Bachutz, Be'Big Dei Zav. In other words, what's happening afterwards of Big Dei Zav, the Hakrovas Ha'olos of the two of the Elim, and the Parvisoyer, the Imurim of the Parvisoyer, that was Masin Bachutz, after that, there's going to be another Tefillah, and another wearing of the Big Dei Lavan, and another entry, the fourth one, to Kodesh HaKadashim, the Tovim Makadosh U'Pashin, V'Lovish Big Dei Lavan, Uvay Alomoy, for what? For what purpose? Lautzi Sakafe Samachta, Sheikhtir Ba'aktoris Gufnei B'Lefnim, Ufasha is Big Dei Abad, Achashot, see him after he takes out the Kafamachta, then he takes off the Big Dei Lavan, the Lovish Big Dei Zav, and here you get into the main major machlokas about when things were done. Look at Rashi. The Lovish Big Dei Zav. So this is what tefillah now? Fifth. What does Rashi say? The Lovish Big Dei Zav, L'tamid Shobein Harabayim. So Shita's Rashi in Chumash, is Tamid Shobein Harabayim was the fifth. Not the third, but the fifth. V'zeu Seder Avodas. Rashi tells you how it's going to work. Tamid Shoshachar B'Big Dei Zav. Good. Va'avodas par v'sorei ha'pnimiyim uktores shel machta, that's the Torah of Yom Kippur, b'Big Dei Lavan. Here again, Rashi is getting himself into a major issue. V'elo v'el ha'am u'miksas ha'musafin, the Big Dei Zav. What does Rashi mean? Miksas ha'musafin, very interesting. What is miksas ha'musafin? Well, what for sure is included? The el ha'am was the ayil of the musafin. What about the par? Does Rashi mean that? What's miksas ha'musafin? Is it just the ayil? Miksas ha'musafin. Well, we know there's a par of the musaf, there's the soyer hanas bachutz, and there's the seven crossing. V'otzas kafu machta b'big dei lavan u'shiyari ha'musafin. So what does Rashi mean with miksas ha'musafin? What does Rashi mean with shiyari ha'musafin? Is the miksas just the ayil? For sure it was the ayil. Is that the miksas? The Rashi means something else besides that. And then with shiyari ha'musafin was, Rashi has that, with Tamasha ben Abayim in the last tefillah. Again, this is major machlokes about this. Uktoris ha'echal, that we know, that was for sure in the Mishnayis, that was the Big Dei Zav at the end. Beseder mikros of the avodas kachu, he's after reconstruct the psukim. Shiach es asar ba'midbar, pasuk chabeis, brachas es besaro, v'yatsa ba'asar es alaso, that's the next pasuk. The eschel of achatas, Rashi even brings that in. V'chol ha'parasha ad v'achin yavol machna, Rashi takes us all the pasuk chavav. And then he sends us back to this pasuk. V'achach kach uvar no amoi v'nicham sham, shetunim geniza. Okay, l'maisa, it's very hard. You read psukim, you want to make some kind of sense of why it's here. The Ramban tries to say, well, the Torah just finishes up all the avodas of Big Dei Bad here, Big Dei Love, and even though it's flashing ahead, that's the Derech HaMikra, there's the Gras Pshat, there's what the Rav wants to say, that this is Torah Shebal Peh. Yom Kippur is a Chag of Torah Shebal Peh. How do I know that? What was given on Yom Kippur? The Luchos Shnios. Luchos Shnios is the Bechir of Torah Shebal Peh. Luchos Rishonos, everything was Bechsav. Midrashim tell us the avoda of Torah Shebal Peh is a function of the Luchos Shnios, and Yom Kippur, therefore, Dafka, there are certain things that are emphasized, they can only understand Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah has to be done this way, not the way the Tzedukim did it. The Pasuk throws you off, Varno Moed, Torah Shebal Peh tells us five Tzvilos, so you have to know how to reconstruct it. You have to have the Amun Torah Shebal Peh to know, to accept what Yom Kippur is all about. I heard this once when I was a kid, and it's probably written up in the various places. This is in of Yom Kippur. On the Pasuk, V'chol Yeba Omoe, it says, Rav Meir Shapiro, something unbelievable, says, the Kohen Gadol was the heart of everybody. He was the heart of the nation. He could not think about individual things. A Kohen Gadol Me'echav, he was the seer of the Kohen Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He represented Kohen Yisrael. He had to be totally concerned for the klal. Aser sheyavir neged eino inyonei aprat or chelk me'aklal, if it goes against the tzorchei haklal. That's why he had to daven the short tefillah that we said after the Ketores. Ali kanei sufanach tefillas oved rachim. They would tell you that it shouldn't rain. We need rain. The Kaisa needs rain. B'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, he says, aderech adrush. The Kohen Gadol cannot use his machshav at times like this, when he's a Kodesh HaKadoshim, to think about yechidim, whoever they might be, because he is the klal, he is the shliach hatzibur, and that has to now be most paramount. The chol adam meaning the sense of the individual. He had to think of the Kar Yisrael. That was his mahus. That was the and just one more nekuda, one more machshava. That Moshe has a thought about the idea of the tefillah. Why you need tefillah every time you switch the garments? He says mevuar that every avoda needed its own tefillah, even though he was a very tohar. Why? Lamdeinu shetzvichim hachana l'chol avoda va'avoda. Every avoda needs hachana. Avoda is chutz, avoda is pnim. Every avoda is its own mitzvah. Every mitzvah is shava. Therefore, you have to go through that same mindset of hachana in order to go l'mala l'mala. There's a new level of hachana that's required for that. There's a lot of other nice anyanim, but we're already well over time. So, okay. Yishmachach v'yasev lekach. But at least we have a little bit of a perspective to appreciate what we're going to be saying. I'm going to keep it.